नित्योऽहं निरवद्योऽहं निराकारोऽहमच्युतः should be अच्युतः. So अच्युते is there in the PDF if anybody has downloaded from the site. परमानन्दरूपोऽहम् अहमेवाहमव्ययः. So the author is again continuing the same discussion about Brahman, characteristics of Brahman, which we can use for our contemplation, the contemplation which will quickly elevate our state, elevate our mental mind or the mental state to the state of Brahman, to that state where moksha siddhaye, where brahmajnanam, that jnanam which will make us complete, purnanandam, bhumanandam. So that state, if we have to do, we have to contemplate. So that is being continued here. So nityoham niravadyoham. So nityoham, nityoham means nityam, I am always there. So I am ever there. So there is no time, no particular point of time when I didn't exist. Ahameva asameva gre nanyat kinchana mishad. Paschad, I think I missed one shloka. Chatushloki is few words. Chatushloki Bhagavatam says that ahameva asameva agre. Before creation I alone was there. And paschad, and during creation also I am there. Paschad aham yadetachha. And after creation starts, still I am only there. And you avashishyera, after creation, during creation, before creation I alone was there, during creation I am only there, after creation whatever, or after destruction whatever it remains behind, that is also me, therefore I am nityam. So namarupam is what is the nature of the world. So the world is namarupam. Namarupam can never create a new entity. Namarupam is just an illusion. It cannot create new entity. So when one gold ornament becomes another gold ornament, it's not a new creation of gold ornament. The gold is always there, eternal. And namarupam cannot exist without gold. Gold is the basis for the namarupam. Similarly, with respect to the world as well. So I am Brahman. I am Brahman. So I am Brahman. Brahman, that Brahman, which is Nityam. Nityam means eternal, always there. So while speaking about Klesham or Dukkham in life, one of the main Dukkham of life is Maranam or Mrityu. People always fear it. Swarasavahi vidusho api tatarudah abhiniveshah. So Patanjali says in Yoga Sutra that for a worldly person as well as for a jnani, jnani means a person, panditan, who has some knowledge, for that person also there is fear of death. Death is something which is always in our mind. What is death? Death for us, the definition of death is a state where we cease to exist. Existence is not there in what state? That is death. And that is not there for me. Why? Because I always exist. If I always exist, then where is or where or when is the time when I don't really exist? So I always exist, nityoham. This itself would remove the fear of death. Not just fear of death, but lot of sorrow associated with death. When we become 80 years or 70 years old, then we can remember this, nityoham. Very remembrance of the truth that nityoham, I am ever eternal, will make us fear death very in a happy way, in a blissful way. So సునిత్యోహం నిరవధ్యోహం సునిరవధ్యం నిరవధ్యం. సునిరవధ్యం మీన్స్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ టెయింట్. ఐఎమ్ అన్టెయింటెడ్. సో అసంగం ఈస్ ఇన్ వే అన్టెయింటెడ్ ఆర్ అన్అఫెక్టెడ్ ఈస్ ద మీనింగ్ దేర్ హియర్. అన్టెయింటెడ్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ టెయింటెడ్. సో అన్ నిరవధ్యోహం నిరాకారోహం అచ్యుత. ఐఎమ్ without any form and achyutah, and since I am without any form, I don't have any kshayam, I don't have any chyutam, change or decay. Paramanandarupoham, paramanandam, supreme anandam. Supreme anandam is where anandam pervades, anandam alone is there, that is supreme anandam. It's another word for purna anandam. So paramanandarupoham aham. అహమేవ ష్యూర్లీ ఐ ఆమ్ ఆల్ దిస్. అహం అవ్యయ ఐఎమ్ అవ్యయం వితౌట్ ఎనీ డీకే. సో ఇన్ వేదాంతం ఇన్ సచ్ కాంటెంప్లేటివ్ వర్క్స్ వీ కెన్ ఫైండ్ దట్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ గెటింగ్ రిపీటెడ్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్. భూమానందం సచ్చిదానందం భూమానందం పరమానందం అఖండానందం ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక, శాశ్వతానందం ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక. So there may will be repetitions. Avrittir asakrat upadesha, says Vyasa in Brahma Sutra. That repetition is a way in which we can constantly focus on something. So when we were kids, when we were learning the multiplication or the tables, then we would say 2 into 1 is 2, 2 into 2 is 3, 2 into 2 is 4. Okay, I'm getting old. 2 into 2 is 4, 2 into 3 is 6. 2 into 5 is 10. So we mechanically repeat it again and again. So even when and while in college, for many subjects I myself have by-hearted things. By-hearted in the sense, the easiest way to by-heart is repeat it again and again. Even now when I learn some scriptural work, some Sanskrit shlokas, the way to remind myself or make it by-heart is repeat it again and again, continuous repetition. So that is required. For certain people, continuous repetition may not be required. For some people like Swami Vivekananda, just look at one page, glance at a page, everything goes into the mind. But for some people like us, Manda Buddhis like us, it may not be possible. It doesn't really matter whether Swami Vivekananda could look at one page and by heart it. Oh, I can say the same thing that Swami Vivekananda can say by looking or glancing at the entire page in half a shloka that Shankara says. Dhamma Satyam Jagan Mithya Divo Brahmaiva Naparaha. Done. Why do you need to by heart all those? We can ask direct. If Swami Vivekananda was in standing in front of me, I would have asked, why do you need all those? And he would have smilingly replied back, oh my dear friend, I don't really want that power. Somehow I have that power and I'm not proud about that power. But some people feel that it is a great power and they keep on bragging about it. I don't want to be in all those things. But still some people say this. So if we have any doubt whether Swami Vivekananda would reply that way, how can he say that? Then at the end of his life, Swami Vivekananda calls up one of his disciples and says to him, oh my dear friend, know that there is nothing here. There is only one entity, which is the self. Everything else is an illusion. Oh Guru, then what about your actions? Know for sure that whatever I have done, I have not done at all. And that's where the famous statement of glad I did big blunders. That's Swami Vivekananda's words, that glad I did big blunders, because all those are not at all required. What world to help? Arise, awake. Stop not until the goal is reached. How can the goal be reached? The goal which is already there, can I reach it? No, we cannot reach it at all. So Swami Vivekananda would definitely say that. And Shankara used to, like, there are people like Shankara. Shankara just glanced through the work of Padmapada. Padmapada wrote a work called Panchapadika on Chatusutri. He wrote a bhashyam on it's kind of bhashyam on the entire Brahma Sutra, and he gave it to Shankara to read once. So Shankara just glanced through the first four sutras, and somehow like the entire work was lost. And then there are different versions of the story. One version of the story is Shankara was in Maunam at that time, so he read it, it was really good, but still he didn't, let's say, give any reply because he was in Maunam. So the person, Padmapada or whoever, he gave that work, like who gave that work, he didn't know that Shankara was in Maunam. So he thought that, okay, this work is not good. He just destroyed it. And the next time Shankara meets the person, he asks the person about the work. The person says, oh, I thought you said it's not good, so I put it into fire. So Shankara, like, the person is not able to rewrite the work, but Shankara gives him the entire work. So Panchapadika is also said to be like that. The first four sutras that Shankara heard or glanced through, he was able to repeat it. So some people might be able to do that. So why do we need to do that? Oh, what will I get after learning the entire scriptures? Whether I learn one shloka, half shloka, or whether I learn 10,000 or thousands of shlokas, the truth is just going to be one. Truth cannot be many. Truth is on just one. Ekam sat vipra bahuda vadanti. One truth, many people explain in different ways. It is just one truth. If it is one truth, then what does it matter whether I learn thousands of work, whether I learn just one work? Doesn't matter at all. So it doesn't matter if it requires us to repeat things again and again. So Shankara knows that it is tough for us to repeat the same thing over and over again. People will complain. So like people go to Balakrishna Nair and say, Oh, sir, you are saying the same thing again and again. Same Brahman, same Atman, same all pervasive, everything the same. Like Amrita Swarupananda removing the removing a few pages from Amma's speech, because you have said yesterday also, you said day before yesterday also, you said. So that is, we are so used to not doing the same thing again and again because we become bored. So Shankara knows that, therefore he changes words, the same meaning, different words again and again. So repetition is the way of getting the attention of the mind. It is as if it is a new thing, so we will be able to focus on it. So Nityoham Niravadyoham Nirakaroham Achyuta Paramanandarupoham Ahamevaham Avyayah. So just contemplation on this shloka, on these shlokas, once if we just do some mananam, do some reflection on these shlokas, and then the next few times we just repeat it, automatically the meaning will come. Whatever, while we chant all these shlokas over and over again, immediately our mind will be elevated to the state, to that state, to the anandavastha. Why? Paramanandarupoham. I am paramanandarupam. Then why should I suffer? Why should I cry? Why should I really suffer? There's no need for me to suffer or be in sorrow. Dukkam. Dukkam cannot taint me. Oh, Dukkam can taint me. No, Dukkam cannot, because Niravadyoham. I cannot be tainted by anything at all. And even if I say, oh, Dukkam is a sukshmam, it is at the mental level, it's not external object, therefore it can still taint me. Nirakaram, I don't have any form. Only when form is there, things can be tainted. I cannot be tainted, I am formless. And if that is not enough, Nishkalam, I am without parts. External part or internal part, I don't have any parts at all, so I cannot be tainted. And another reason I cannot be tainted is Asangam. I cannot also be tainted because I am Advitiya Vastu. I am that entity which alone exists here. So tainting is impossible for me. So Dukkam cannot touch me. Oh, but still I am in Dukkam. Why? That is because we think we are in Dukkam. We superimpose the Dukkam on Sukham and say, well, Dukkam is there. It's like a person, like when he is, or Tom Hanks, when he is acting the role in Da Vinci Code, he becomes the actor, so he becomes so identified that it's like some people who watch movies start crying or start becoming very like moody after it. Many people after watching Will Smith's movie The Pursuit of Happiness, people say like they get affected for a week or two. The movie's effect or impact still remains. Why? Because there is that association or identification is there. So the stronger the identification, the tougher or the more we have to do sadhana, the more we have to do brahmabhyasam, the more we have to do contemplation to come out of it. The same thing, oh, I am like so and so, I am X, I am X, I am X. Somehow by this conviction we have I am A, but I become X. So if we have to become A, then what should we do? Again, repeat, I am A, I am A, I am A, I am A. That will remove I am X. And when the jnana conviction about jnana sadhana overpowers the jnana sadhana, then we'll realize that I never had any dukkham. I was never in any dukkham, that was just superimposed on me. So, paramananda roopoham, bhoomananda roopoham, I am ananda roopam, then why should I suffer? Why would I suffer? Only a fool will suffer after he has anandam. So, anandam is always there in me. Anandam alone is there in me. Inside me, if I look inside me, anandam alone is there. And the moment I look inside me, the entire world becomes filled with anandam. If there is only anandam everywhere, then why should I suffer? Why should I be sad? I'll not be sad. So that will be the decision such a person will make when he contemplates over and over, again and again, repetition. Sorry. And these shlokas are not tough like many other shlokas. These shlokas are very simple shlokas to remember in our mind, as well as easy to repeat, easy even to remember the meaning as well, because words keep repeating. Ahameva aham avyayaha is in the next like few shlokas, from the second shloka till many shlokas. Ahameva aham avyayaha is what is being repeated. So it's easy to by heart. It's easy to remember the same words, many different words, but like different words, same meaning, simple words. So very easy to do. So rather than walking out of it, we should try to contemplate on it as much as possible. Whenever we get time, oh, I have to like take bath. Okay, I will chant. Asangoham, 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 punah punah. Sachidananda roopoham ahamevaham avyayaha. Oh, I don't like just chanting, I like singing. Asangoham, asangoham, asangoham punah punah. So we can sing. If that is not enough, we need some more musical tune, then we can sing in different ragas. Asangoham, asangoham, asangoham punah punah, sachidananda roopoham ahamevaham avyayah. We can create our own tunes and sing as well. It doesn't matter how we repeat these shlokas. These are simple shlokas, so we can repeat it. We can do it. If we do it, then slowly dukkham will get reduced from our life. Ananda vardhanam will happen. Anandam will increase. In fact, anandam cannot increase. Anandam alone is there. But because of dukkham, anandam doesn't seem to be there. So slowly we will go nearby to anandam. Even as a person who goes nearer to the sun can feel the heat more and more when he goes nearer to the sun. That doesn't mean sun doesn't have heat. Sun always has heat. But because of our distance, we are not able to experience it. Similarly, anandam alone is there at all times, but still, I mean, we are not able to experience it because of dukkham, because of ajnanam. As ajnanam gets removed, day by day, anandam will, as we go more towards the Atman, Ananda Swarupa Atman, we'll feel that anandam pervading our life, and we will be like at the end of this life, or maybe two or three births, our life will become fulfilled and we'll be ever blissful. Namaskar.